You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is Alex Faust, play-by-play voice of the LA Kings, and you're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Boy, do they know what good pizza tastes like.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail at 562-317-0087. It's officially postseason, and the Kraken have already robbed every single team except Vegas. Or did they? We got that, and we got some hot Loki talk. That's over too.
Thank God.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Hey, we got a new team.
And Jordan Heckman.
What's Kraken?
Oh, this you beer. Were waiting for that one. Damn you, Jordan. That was great.
That was pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Good. I'm just waiting for Kraken Beers to join the Hockey Podcast Network so we can talk to them about how wonderful their podcast name is.
We would probably have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we'd probably get really drunk.
We should just be them.
I mean, we could. I mean, Michael Timney is a big Seattle Kraken fan, apparently, so maybe he'll want to join that podcast.
I'm going to wait to see how they play out Memorial Day.
Touche. All right, James.
All right. You got talking about playing out. You've heard us talk about DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, and how payday can come every day by entering their contest with huge cash prizes up for grabs. Make a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it is simple to do. Draft your lineup and
feel the sweat.
Feel the sweat.
There it is.
Every moment means more with DraftKings line on the line. DraftKings has paid out $7 billion to users across all sports, and DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports, so there's no better place to get in on all the action. Now that you know how to play, download DraftKings app and sign up using code THPN to get a free entry with all deposits only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Boom.
Boom.
All right. So there's a new team in town. Where? I had some shit. It's gone.
In Seattle?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's gone. Whatever. You guys got shit.
What, like it the
disappeared.
Lineup?
Yeah, like the lineup. It's gone.
Well, they picked up a few players today.
A few.
Yeah. You heard they got Fleury?
Yeah, I did.
And they also got Quenneville? How do you get Quenneville your first year?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I thought they just had another head coach, too.
They also got another Fleury, so that's weird.
Yeah, two Fleurys, a Quenneville. Totally weird. John Quenneville.
No, Frank.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Frank.
Frank Quenneville.
Frank Quenneville. Frank Fleury. I like that name.
Frank Fleury.
Frank Fleury's pretty good.
Frank Flower?
Yeah. Oh, that's for our guys in shorts.
Yeah. Did you, were there any surprises for you guys?
Not since they leaked it earlier the day.
Yeah, not since about 10 o'clock this morning.
The surprise was that it matched completely on the list I was looking at.
Yeah, right? Oh, so they're going to pick Jordan Eberle. What a surprise.
Isn't the guy that leaked it, isn't his first name Frank?
Full circle. Full circle.
Frank Stallone.
Frank Severelli or something like that. Yeah, that guy needs a fucking raise.
Seva.
Also,
not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, because fucking Bettman might have him fucking murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, is he hot? Is Bettman hot?
Is he pissed?
I would imagine. I mean, this was like the premier like thing for the NHL since ESPN picked it up, and it was completely ruined by all these leaks.
Okay.
Also, I mean, it also might have driven traffic to the broadcast because people wanted to see if it was right or not.
Well, that's the thing, too, right? You never know how media is going to work. So something like this could actually have been done on purpose to get a little more focus on it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you don't do all 30 players if you're leaking something on purpose.
Yeah, well, true. Very true. And plus, it was a full 90-minute production. Like, they tried to make this a big event.
Yeah.
Getting, you know, former Supersonics players there. Fucking Macklemore was announcing and players. Fucking Marshawn Lynch was announcing players. So, I mean, they made such a big deal out of it. They had a fucking octopus at the aquarium announce a player.
Yeah, Lynch put the team on his back.
Yeah, right?
He announced the first player, didn't he?
The first player, like
he thought he did.
Yeah, first player that was actually like 11th or something. Like that. Yeah, it's pretty far down the list.
It was later than that because I only watched the last like 10.
Oh, and
picks.
You saw him? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like that was the first player that I saw. So, well, also, dude, the dude that was traveling around doing all those freaking videos did him dirty.
Yeah,
because Marshawn's like, is this the first pit? The guy's like, yeah,
yeah, sure. Go ahead. First one you're reading.
Yeah.
The production as a whole was subpar. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was.
There was one word that came to mind when I was watching it, and it was cringe.
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely a lot of cringeworthy moments.
So and was it as cringeworthy as the Golden Knights, like, trying to put up their logo and had 5 minutes of technical difficulties?
I didn't get to see all that, but I just heard about it.
That's just fucking hilarious. Like, this was like, here's the thing, and what makes it even more cringeworthy is the fact that, like, all of these ones that weren't live on stage, which the ones that were live on stage were actually pretty solid, they were all pre-recorded.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so they recorded all of these, and they're like, oh, yeah, that works. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just re-record it? Maybe, like, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe help out the guys with teaching them how to pronounce the names before they go out there and make a fool of themselves, with the pre-recorded ones.
Right. And I will give Marshawn Lynch credit. He was probably put in a bad situation, and he fucked up that guy's name. I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Yarncrook?
Yeah. And he's like, dude, like, he's basically like, I'm sorry. I know I messed that up. Hit me up and I would love to learn how to pronounce it correctly. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking cool. Like, good, yeah. Like, good for you. Like,
yeah, to be
Beast
fair.
Beast Mode's a good dude at the end of the day, regardless of how fucking high he was when he read that off.
So fucking high.
And he's never been good with media, so.
Right. Well, but, and like, obviously he had the choice to turn this down and he didn't.
That's new.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, he wasn't there just so he didn't get fined.
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know.
Are you sure?
Bettman could have fined him. He might have paid it. He was high enough. Shit, another one? All right.
Dude, he was so fucking high, I got a fucking contact high. Like, through the television.
The boy.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I didn't inhale, so it's okay.
Yeah. Good time. So I'm looking at this list and there's a lot of like who on this list.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that were available that didn't go, and I'm pretty surprised. Like, obviously the big one is Carey Price, and for whatever reason, like, I when I heard that in the first place, I thought it was a dumb idea, but everyone was pumping it up like it was going to happen regardless. Either they were going to take him and like he was going to be the face of the franchise, or they were going to take him and they were going to sell him back to Montreal for a shit ton of picks and retain some of his salary. Which I thought it's actually a genius idea, but that's a big risk.
Yeah,
on Montreal's part.
Both parts.
Or
you get stuck with $10 million.
$10.5 million. Yeah, it's a lot of fucking money. And the dude's going to be 38 or 39 by the time that contract's up.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. But like,
no, it's Montreal.
Like some of these quote unquote like bad character guys, like Matt Duchesne, I guess Tarasenko's like, you know, hit or miss. Like, I'm surprised they didn't take a chance on somebody like that.
Tarasenko would be the one to take a chance on, but people are,
I think so.
I think they might be worried about injuries.
Which, so. I mean, we had talked about that in the past, and who knows? I mean, yeah. There's, of course, now that this is all over, the rumor bill is backstarted again, that the Kings are in on him again. So, I don't know. If they can eat part of his salary, I would take that.
The Kings are in on everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. So.
The big surprise for me, and it's not so much that Seattle would take him, but that Calgary left Giordano exposed. Like, he's been a Flame for like 15 years. Their captain. Yeah. And they left him exposed. And why wouldn't you swoop up a guy like that?
Right. I mean, that's probably their best. I mean, I don't know if it's their best pickup, but that's definitely one of their smartest pickups.
Like,
that
dude's, Jordan Eberle's pretty solid, and so is Yanni Gourde. Now, those are both really solid pickups.
Yeah, but as far as like a leadership role and like a mentor role, like we made the comment offline, like in our text group, like this is a young team, right? There's a mm-hmm. lot of young players that they took.
Yeah.
And having someone like Gio is just like, that's going to be huge in developing these kids in like the long run. It'll be interesting to see how competitive this team is to start.
I think some of this, and you know, I'm pretty sure I said the same thing about Vegas, and it didn't wind up really happening to the level I thought, but it seems like they drafted a bunch of trade chips.
Yeah, I mean, so. And two, they've also left themselves open, right? The projected cap hits were roughly around $52.5 million. So they're sitting with about $29 million.
Yeah, they're going to be big in free agency too. Like whoever they can get, they're
spending some money.
They're in the position to overpay Landeskog at this point, you know,
for sure. And he can come right in and be the face of your franchise.
Exactly. So
and that was a conversation we had with Michael Timoney, like offline. Like Michael's like, well, why wouldn't you take Landeskog? And then it's not a guarantee because you only get a certain window of when you can negotiate and have. Mm-hmm. The rights to him when he's a fucking UFA. So why bother? Take somebody else from that team.
And then just hopefully Colorado doesn't work out and you can overpay and be fine with that much cap room.
Or you talk to Landeskog like, hey, if we could take one person that's on the unprotected list, who would you want to play with on our team?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. As long as you don't take Duchesne, because we're not playing with him.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was some friction, right?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, it, just the whole thing, like, everything about that whole situation was bad there. And the fact that he got yanked in the middle of a game, you know, and just the whole thing is just, it's weird.
Yeah.
But Donskoy, I think that's a solid pickup, too. I mean, he's a little bit more under the radar, but he's really good. And he was good on the Sharks, too. But he did really well for Colorado. So, I mean, at just under $4 million, I think he's a really good value for them.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but there's just so many names. I have no idea who these people are. There's a lot of, like, you can see like entry level deals on here, and you know, maybe someone got some money in arbitration type deals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what side deals were made. I think what's Friday? Thursday?
Oh, for the draft. The actual draft is Friday.
Well, I know, but so the trade freeze is currently on, and that comes off here in the next day or two.
Oh, Thursday. Okay. For trade freeze, yeah.
Tomorrow.
I think it's Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, so tomorrow. So we're going to find out what, if any, the side deals were to take certain people or not take certain people.
Yeah, see if there's a ton of movement.
Yeah, so.
Well, shit, everything else is leaked. Why haven't they leaked that?
Right.
We haven't even talked about it. Is anybody upset that Big Mac's no longer a King?
Oh, no. They took our biggest defensive liability. Darn it.
So interesting why there was talk about him switching over to offense. And then I wonder if that was done in advance.
Well, they did on the broadcast. I think it was a mistake because he's listed as a defenseman.
Yeah.
But on the broadcast, they referred to McDermott as a forward. It's probably just a mistake, but that was just kind of interesting that that happened.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that the people that were broadcasting it were super in tune with what the Kings are doing in the offseason, so it was definitely a mistake. I mean, if it was a move by the Kings, like to answer your question, James, like that's a smart move because it's a free move. It doesn't cost you anything. Shit, you didn't have to put him out there on the ice. You just say, hey, we're converting him to forward, and maybe that entices him enough. But
right.
Maybe.
I mean, that name didn't come out until like last night.
I think the mayor, their last like meat and potatoes article, had him as the second most likely, and he's they're the only people that called that. Yep. So props to the mayor, you made it for the whole Iofalla thing.
they had a Wagner as their number one pick to go at 27%, and McDermott at 23%. So they were pretty close.
Either way, and Jordan was going to be happy. Draft,
last expansion draft, they had Braden McNabb and Trevor Lewis, both at 35%, and they wound up taking McNabb. So he's pretty damn close. And even Jesse Cohen gave the mayor props on that one because he was literally the only one bringing up McDermott, and he was right.
I think you see it like with the theme of a lot of the people that they've taken. Like I think they've got three people on the team that are 6'5 and above.
They're taking bruisers. Yeah, they're going to be a punishing team. Even some of their forwards are beasts. Yeah. So, yeah, especially if they convert McDermott to forward. I mean, they have a lot of big dudes. And what is his name? That got picked up from Dallas. Oleksiak. I think they said I heard on the broadcast he's the heaviest player in the league.
Yeah, I think so.
Dude is a fucking giant too. Yeah, he's like
240 something.
Yeah, 6'4", 240. He's a fucking unit.
Yeah.
he's making 4'6". So he's the third highest paid guy on the team.
That's just crazy. Like, yeah, so that, man, it's going to be interesting because they also have, you know, a number of small, fast dudes that are, you know, more like under 6 foot, like, you know, 5'9", 5'10". So it's quite the mix of players that they have, but they are young and they are going to be a good skating team. And that's one of the things. I mean, I think the exception is McDermott here, but apparently the Kraken GM is like really close with McDermott's dad.
I saw that too. Like, how much of that do you think plays a factor in this? Like,
well, they know what kind of character they're getting. You know,
exactly.
They know him through his dad, so they know what they're getting as far as the guy. And you can see what he is on the ice, and they're willing to work with whatever. Because I mean, the even on the Kings, like the guys loved having McDermott there on the bench. You know, even if he wasn't getting the minutes, they loved having him there because he's that guy, and he's their, you know, their protector and all that stuff. And you know, it's I think that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for, you know, maybe the best player in the world out of him, just that guy that
they're
is,
not looking for 18 minutes a game from him.
They're his Joe. He's their Joe Pesci. He's the guy. He's the guy.
He's the guy.
What a paradox in heights there.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
So to your point, Dennis, they're under average age, under 26.
Yeah, so dude.
And their cap hit, just to kind of top that off, the forwards are bringing in about 52% of the cap. The defense side of the house is at 40%, and goalies are bringing in about 8%. But still, you got two goalies, 27 and 25.
Chris Dreiger.
Yeah, they took the guy from non-rostered, Ottawa, though. Too.
And Vitek Venetsik.
DeCord is technically non-rostered.
Who is?
DeCord.
DeCord? Okay. Because you can only have two on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Does DeCord hang out at the beach?
He drives a Honda. DeCord. It's Sorry.
God damn it.
Honda Accord. I got it.
Sorry. Took a while. Bad dad jokes. Sorry.
Hey, the worst one is I saved you. Alexander True.
True. It's true.
God damn it.
Tell me that commercial.
What?
All right. You know, I'm glad it took you 10 minutes to get that on the soundboard for that little moment.
It wasn't 10 minutes. It was like three.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like 20.
No, that's how much you missed me. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Wow. No, I was just really thirsty. Wanted to open my beer.
So,
do you like Jordan? Drink half case before
drink
we start.
Drink three while we're setting up.
Yeah, I had three beers before we started, so cheers. And my fourth one's almost gone, so.
Yay.
So to answer the question, I think Dennis proposed, how do we feel about McDermott going?
I am not hurt at all.
I kind of wanted to see this whole offensive move. Not
gonna
lie.
That's the downside.
So, right. So there's two downsides for me. I wanted to see him play on the fourth line, get your 8 minutes a game and or whatever it is, and be put in those situations where it's necessary. Not have to play, you know, 10, 11, 12 minutes as a defenseman, as a third pairing. It could have been a shit show. It could have worked out. But also, like, we do lose that edge a bit, right?
So I'm kind of torn on the edge side of it. A lot of people are like, oh, now we have no one to protect. You know, we lost our fighter. So
which isn't necessarily true.
I went and looked, and, like, he's never really gotten more than four fights in a year. I think last year he got in two fights. So what are we really losing? I mean, just the presence on the ice, but he only played like roughly half the games every year. So
yeah, but you could also make the argument that he's not getting into fights because nobody wants to fucking fight him.
That's very true, but still, he's only playing roughly half the games in a year. And I mean, the only reason he played the number of games he played this year is because of injuries in the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
when he had Walker and Roy out, that otherwise he wouldn't have been playing those games.
Right.
He would have got like 10, 15 games if Roy didn't go out. So, I mean, how much are we really losing? And Brendan Lemieux, like, he kind of fills that role a little bit. I feel he's more of the pest than the enforcer.
You see him fucking almost murder somebody at the end of last season?
Yeah, I know. He can definitely chuck the nucks. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, you still need that stuff. I still feel that. That doesn't mean that they can't go out and get somebody that kind of fills that role that maybe has a little bit more skill.
Right.
You know, there's still the potential of, you know, a Tkachuk coming this way. Like, that stuff hasn't even started yet. So, I mean, just because he's gone doesn't mean we're not going to fill that role or Lemieux wouldn't step in to some extent.
Yeah, and Tkachuk kind of fills more of that pest role too, as opposed to like the fighter. I mean, he can throw and he will throw, but
I mean, he will stand up for his team for sure.
Yeah,
he's not afraid to go, you know, throw some punches and maybe get his ass kicked just to stand up for his team. So you got to respect that, at least somewhat. I'll respect him more if he was a king, but if he's a flame, fuck him. But you know, there's talk. I forget the names that people were throwing out, but there's some kids coming up through the system that might fill that role a little bit better than McDermott did, at least on the hockey side, but still have that presence and, you know, the of the enforcer.
Right. Well, and like you said, like, be a little bit more high skill here. So,
yeah.
I'm looking at
Hot pod.
James just disappeared. He's eating his fucking Blizzard right now.
I'm not. I'm right here. What are you talking about?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I mean, you definitely, like, do we think, like, who would be better on the fourth line? Curtis McDermott or Boko Imama?
Boko's never making the NHL. Like, that's not going to happen.
You don't think that he would play just as well on the fourth line as Curtis McDermott?
I don't see it happening.
Because he will fucking fight a dude.
I mean, if it comes down to it and, like, some shit gets scrappy, right? Let's say, like, Kachuk winds up staying on the Flames, and he fucking tries to rip Doughty's head off one game. He is definitely a call-up for the next time.
Assuming we re-sign him, but yeah.
Yeah, but a call-up for the next time that they play the Flames, right? So... that's how he gets in, but on skill, I don't think there's room for him. I don't think he's got enough skill to get there. So I could be wrong, but
it's like right here.
No, I'm wrong, quite a bit.
Well, that's the theme of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we made out pretty well.
No, I'm good. I'm glad they didn't take Clegg. You know, give him another crack at the lineup. Another cracking at the lineup. Yeah.
How did they not take fucking Clegg? Like seriously, like I've been holding this in. How did they not take him?
I think you can look at it as like you know what you're getting with. Big Mac, Clegg, like, why hasn't he cracked the Kings lineup yet? Kids have come in and passed him up every single season for a spot on the roster. Like, how has he not gotten there yet? So,
because defensemen, especially like the defensive part of being a defenseman, like takes longer to develop than other people, and like we know that, and it's a thing. And I obviously he's like. Ideally, he's a more skilled Sean Walker, where he's got like the like offensive mindset.
I mean, ideally, but Walker passed him to the NHL. So
yeah, but Walker's older than he is.
So I don't know. It's just he hasn't made it yet, and a lot of people expected him to make it a couple years ago, and he's still not there.
He's 23. Sean Walker's 26. So, like, he's got 3 years' experience on him.
All right, all right.
He's a Texas Ranger.
Wow.
That's why he's there.
I just don't know why he's spending this much time on Sean Walker.
Did that Chuck Norris joke just go right over Dennis's head?
No, I got it.
He didn't want to get it. He hates himself for even acknowledging it.
I was trying to ignore it. Thanks for pointing it out, Jordan.
You're welcome. I'm just making sure our friends at home are following along with James.
Yeah. The James doesn't contribute a lot anymore, but when he does, it's going to be mediocre.
When we're talking about Sean Walker, I got nothing. I'm looking for the joke.
And that's the only one you got is Texas Ranger.
There's not a lot of content on Sean Walker. I'm just saying.
I don't hate him.
His face has been broken twice.
It's very true. He's got a fucking dent in his face from a puck.
Hey. Occupational hazard.
I thought you were going to say should have got out of the way. Fucking Matt Dumba blast to the face. Try and dodge that.
Yeah.
God, hey, that looked painful.
But maybe he saved a goal.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that would have gone over the net, but... the trajectory and speed, like, yeah.
Do you think that if we would have left Dustin Brown unprotected, he would have gone? Looking at the team that they drafted,
no.
Do you think Curtis McDermott? I mean, obviously we wouldn't be protecting McDermott. It probably would have been Kale, but.
No, I don't think so. I think you got to look at the dollars and the age.
Yeah.
So they pick their higher paid older guy in Giordano. Yeah. I don't know if they want two guys like that. And of course, you know, Giordano's a defenseman, Brown's a forward, you know, much to James' dismay.
But Gio's also like won the Norris like recently.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah, Brown definitely has not won the Norris yet.
Yet.
No.
Yes.
Definitely not.
I like how you said yet. But, I mean, they got Everly, and Everly's 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Right?
And cheaper, right?
And he's got a great first name.
Close. They're about the same.
No, they're about the same? Okay. Yeah. Everly's making 5.5. Yeah, I think that's a solid pickup. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. You know, how many trades are made with these pieces that they have. I mean, just some of the names that were left out there and with who they went with just makes me feel like they have deals ready to go.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a bunch of these players moved around.
Well, and they're also 7+ million under the cap minimum.
Yeah. No, they have to.
They have to make deals, whether it's free agent signings.
Well, just signing Landeskog takes care of that. So
right, and and they still have 23 contracts. No, more than that, 28 contracts that they can sign.
Yeah, I mean they got a lot of RFA and UFAs on here too.
Yeah, I mean, RFAs this year, the UFAs are unrostered for this year.
For this year?
And there's only two. And next year there's five. So the RFAs, I mean, that puts them in a good position.
Yeah. Adam Larson's UFA.
I think
didn't they say Larson signed, though, already?
Larson is...
Dreiger signed.
Larson signed through 24-25. $4 million.
Adam Larson? Okay, yeah. So he was listed as a UFA, so he signed. So they've already signed their two UFAs.
I do think that Vince Dunn's going to be a pretty solid pickup for them.
Yeah?
Yeah. From St. Louis.
Makes you feel that way.
Because I feel like he's been playing behind like a decent like first couple pairing of defensemen and hasn't had the chance to shine. It's going to be that what's his name? Marcia Salt effect, where he's going to have his like own time to shine. And it's.
Are you thinking Carlson? William Carlson? Or Marchessault. Marchessault was a pretty big pickup for Vegas.
You're right.
Vegas.
I am thinking
Eric Carlson.
Scoring 40 goals after never coming close to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Eric.
Yeah.
Eric Carlson.
Stop it.
Shut up, James.
Oh, Giordano's 37. Look at that.
Yeah, no, he's up there. It's interesting. It's just so weird seeing him in anything but red.
So who's your captain?
I mean, right now the standout is Gio, but
he's only signed for 1 year.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
I think you have to give him an A.
He's minimum getting an A, but I don't know who the captain is. I mean, Landeskog. So
maybe, right?
Yeah, I think that's to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, if any,
it's a new franchise.
I think Everly wore an A. For the Islanders, so I think he's got a good shot. He signed for the next 3 years. He's 31. He's got some age under his belt.
Give Big Mac the C.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Fourth line
That's
grinder. Give him
the
C.
Only reason why they brought him in was to wear the C.
He's gonna get 9 minutes a game.
He's like
on the fourth line.
Excuse me, I spell it with a K.
I'm the captain.
Captain with a K.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no real standouts. So someone's going to earn it, but they're going to do it. I think.
Well, fuck. I mean, they might do the whole fucking Vegas thing and not do it until their fourth year into the season.
I don't know. You don't have to do it right
you don't,
away.
You don't have to do it, but I think the way that Seattle's going about things, I just get the feeling that they're going to want to do that. They're going to want to hype up and like give that face of the franchise, which, you know, I don't fault Vegas for not doing that right off the bat, but it seems
Seattle. I think it was the smartest thing they could have done.
like, not to bring it up, like, but that was kind of like the face, like, the whole tragedy thing. It's like the third time we talked about it this year. I think that was precedent.
Yeah, that was over, the face of the franchise.
Yeah,
for
was,
sure.
Yeah.
Was the unity of the team and the community and the city of Vegas coming together. That was the face of the franchise, and that was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
And I think it's the same for Seattle. Seattle is the home of the 12th man, right? They really cater to their fans. So I think they could do the same. I think they could pull off the same. They really did a good job, if anything, on the broadcast of highlighting the city, right? Talking about the city. And I don't think you point out members of a new team as they're trying to all learn each other. I just think it's a bad dynamic to call a few people out in the beginning and say, hey, listen, we're putting our money on you, when really their job is to unite, you know, a house of new players together. I think it's right off the bat giving someone a C when they haven't even played a game. Like, no one's played a game for this team. Excuse me. It's
fucking blizzards, man.
It's a little early for me. Blizzards and beer, dude.
Oh,
beer tonight, not scotch.
That might be the name of the show.
Blizzards and beer. Yeah, no scotch tonight.
Can you make a scotch float? Is that something you can do?
Next thing you know, James is going to be fucking buying non-alcoholic whiskey.
Yeah, what the fuck is with that?
Yeah, F whoever put that in our thread.
Hi, what's up?
Monday whiskey.
I do think that is the right play. Like, now that we've kind of like sat here with it for a minute, I think it is the right play. Like, don't name a captain right away. You've got at least one A in Giordano, and probably Eberle too, because he wore an A for the Islanders. So run with that.
Yeah,
I don't hate it.
And see where it takes you. If either of them gets promoted, that's great. If somebody else steps in, they sign somebody else that steps in and takes ownership of this team, by all means.
Quite honestly, I say let the team get behind someone as a captain.
No, dude, fuck it. Tanev, he's getting the C.
Him and his fucking serial killer eyes? Yeah.
Why not? Just scare the rest of everybody into playing well. Being a fucking weirdo.
Fucking weirdo. He just looks weird. It doesn't mean he's an actual weirdo.
No, he's a fucking weirdo. I can look at him and just know that he's a weirdo.
No, he looks like a fucking weirdo.
Tanner, I don't believe these guys. Plus, I think you probably whoop all of our asses, so I'm on
your
side.
You're saying that so he doesn't find you and murder you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Have you seen his picture?
It's like that.
He's not a weirdo, but he's a fucking serial killer.
He's a fucking psycho.
It's like that fucking Dane Cook skit. You're like, hey, like, you know, everyone's got that weird guy in their office. Like, I'm always really nice to that guy, just in case he comes in. Guns a-blazing.
You know what's funny is in 10 years, when they finally solve all those unsolved cases in Pittsburgh,
because
all of a sudden they stopped and then they showed back up in Seattle.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to that picture. Like, I fucking knew it.
Never change.
Tanev the Ripper doesn't really have a good ring to it, though. We're going to have to find somebody else.
I honestly don't hate it. Yeah. Sounds pretty good. Maybe that'll be his nickname on the new team.
The Terror Ripper. Of Tanev.
Terror of Tanev. What if?
What if? Oh, yeah, man. But what I was saying was, I think in a situation like this, you kind of let the locker room lead the way, and I think a captain emerges. I think you give power to the locker room if you kind of let them figure out who they're going to get behind and who's going to take control of the locker room.
My hope is that they name a captain right away, and that way we know they fucked up. Because keep in mind, boys, we got to play these guys like 7 times a year, so
we'll see.
Hopefully, Curtis McDermott is in every one of those games.
that was making comments on some of the, you know, McDermott. Oh, we lost our enforcer. We're going to miss those fights and whatnot. And they're like, oh, we're just going to miss seeing him like fight. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, four times a year. But hey, at least we get to enjoy him coming back to fight Lemieux. Because that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Watching Lemieux just get pounded by him.
And then us winning the game. Cause
yeah.
I think they only won like 20% of the games fucking Curtis started. So
yeah. How about Morgan Geeky?
I just saw that name on the non-roster list.
How do you not think about the hurricane sound that's coming from your phone being picked up on the
red? Sounds like a captain to me.
Yeah. 23, making 750K. You definitely your captain. Every
fucking night. And I don't say a word.
Oh, that's a good one. Gavin Bayreuther.
Bayreuther. Carson Soucy. See who else is on here. Tyler Pitlick. We already talked about him.
You liked him.
I don't hate that pick, right?
Yeah, and I don't know or care enough to see to know
I think that's one of those
Arizona had available.
Yeah, I don't want to look it up, but I just know that Tyler Pitlick, like he's just a good under the radar solid guy.
Excuse me.
So not a bad pickup.
I assume Phil the Thrill was protected.
Yeah, he was protected for sure.
Because, I mean, if he's available, you got to take Phil the Thrill.
And I'm sure he would have been excited to get out
like,
of there.
Just from a marketing standpoint, like, you got to take Phil the Thrill. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just sell some hot dogs in Seattle. Good time.
Make Giordano not the oldest guy on the team.
No, Phil's not that old.
I'd say, is Phil older than Gio?
I don't think so.
Let's see.
I mean, he looks older, sure. I mean, he looks as old as you, James, but...
He looks like he sells the hot dogs in the
He's also the looked stands. The same age for, like, the past, like, 15 years, so...
He's 4 years younger than Gio.
See, really? But he looks four
he
years older.
He looks 12 years older.
P.S., Phil the Thrill is a UFA after next season, and I would take him in a heartbeat. There, I said it.
I would pick him on my cornhole team if he was walking down the street on 4th of July. Just saying. That's what he looks like to me.
I do love that picture of him. I think it was just this last season he just got a hat trick or like he like hit like a milestone goal or something like that. And there was a picture of him just like a shitty fucking t-shirt that he wears for his like fucking undershirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some random like Instagram page posted it might have been Spit and Checklist maybe, but which isn't so random.
They're random.
But
some random.
They're just like, what does this guy do for a living? Wrong answers only. And like everyone's like fucking truck driver, like all like fucking plumber, like everything.
Garbage man.
Yeah, just like, oh, you guys doing Phil the Thrill. You're doing Phil the Thrill so wrong.
I think he eats it up, dude. I don't think he gets hurt by any of that.
Not at all. Not at all.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And he's the fuck out of Toronto. So.
Yeah. He just needs to get the fuck out of Phoenix, which rumor mill, James. Houston's getting a team. Did you hear about that? It's been all over NHL radio.
No, and by the way, let me correct you. Phil the Thrill is Phil Mickelson. Just saying.
That's old lefty.
Phil the Thrill. No, I'm ignoring any news of Arizona
Phil
going
takes
to
the
Houston.
Blue pill.
Well, I mean, they didn't specifically say Arizona going to Houston, but who else is going to fucking move to Houston?
I'm just saying.
Winnipeg. I said it.
That's really funny. Call back to last week. That would really suck, dude. Like, Winnipeg was destroyed after the Jets left the first time.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Nah. Haven't the Thrashers left Atlanta twice?
Okay.
No, have they?
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the Thrashers are still paying fucking Kovalchuk. So
that would be Winnipeg, right?
Yeah. That dude's got a way of making money.
So, I mean, in a way, isn't it Winnipeg that moved down to Arizona to create the Coyotes?
Might be right. I think you are.
Pretty sure I'm right. So, in a way, if Arizona does move to Houston, it's still Winnipeg.
When Arizona moves.
Jordan's just trying to get paid. Jordan's got he's itching to donate to some charity.
Apparently.
That's fine.
Fucking excited.
No, but seriously, like if that's a rumor that's going around, like, let's talk about Houston getting a team. It's not going to be a 33rd team. We know that. James, pay me my money.
We don't know that.
What? Yes, we do. What we other team?
We can speculate.
What other team would be moving to Houston? Maybe the one that's owned by the league and doesn't have a contract like past 3 years from now to have a fucking arena.
They're not owned by the league anymore.
That's right. Yeah, that radio guy from LA bought him a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it's been 2-3 years since they got bought, but I don't think. I mean, they've said like, oh, we have no plans on moving. We're staying here. But yeah, they don't have a deal for an arena in a few years.
You say that to keep your fans.
Exactly. You don't have a deal. Like, you think you would have that locked in by now, or at least know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you think Kroenke announced 2 years ahead that he was moving back to LA?
Hell no, he didn't.
No.
So.
They still got to sell tickets. They still got to make money. They still got to sell merchandise.
Well, there's rumors that they're bringing back that shitty fucking, what's it called? Like Cochina jersey, like full-time?
Full-time? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All the more reason to move them to Houston.
I kind of don't hate it.
I mean, just because they're going to look silly. I don't know. I've never been a fan of those jerseys, even like when that was like in the 90s, like the cartoon fucking
hot take.
Jerseys.
Hot take. Better than the Kraken's jersey.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
I'm the only one that doesn't like it.
Dude, wow. The Kraken jersey is so fucking good.
Yes.
I hate it. I hate the mascot. I hate the jerseys.
You are alone or in a very small minority.
I understand. That's fine. I am a firm believer in that, and I am fine with that.
All right. I mean, you're wrong, but okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be wrong.
There's just too many.
Especially on this show.
Part of it is that there's too many black jerseys in the Pacific now.
Well, it's a good thing they don't have a black jersey.
Right. They don't. So go ahead. Continue.
Their main jersey is the black jersey.
No, it's blue. It's a dark blue.
It's like
blue.
A navy blue.
Fuck, you're right. There's too many dark colored jerseys in the Pacific.
What the fuck? Everybody's got a dark...
It's kind of the rule.
Fucking Jordan.
I don't like it. I don't like the logo. I don't like the mascot. I don't like the name.
I did not like the name when they announced it. I thought it was the cheesiest pick, but after it sat with me, I kind of dig it. I do not hate that name.
I don't know. I'm not I'm not woke, let's just say that. But like they could have done so many cool things with like the native people of the Pacific Northwest that like would have been really cool. And like it would have been very Seattle too, instead of just picking some like arbitrary, fantastical fucking animal.
But that is a very fine line to walk.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Blackhawks, who the name is to honor somebody, you know, a Native American that was, you know, fighting in wars for America. It is a name to honor. People still try and get them to change that name and change the mascot and do all this stuff.
Yeah, but I do feel like that's, especially for them, like, yeah, the Redskins is pretty shitty.
Don't get me wrong. Different.
But for, like, the Blackhawks, it's a pretty, that I will make the argument that it's a loud minority that's making all that noise. I think there could have been a delicate way that they could have done it that would have honored that like rich culture that is in the Pacific Northwest.
They would it's like I said, it's a fine line to walk. They would definitely have to involve whatever culture, whatever group and they would have to be completely on board, and they would really have to make that known that they were on board with it and a part of this. And because otherwise it's going to just look like, you know, hey, more rich white people trying to make money off of, you know, other people's cultures, you know. Yeah. So it's I
do understand where you're coming from 100%. But also Sockeyes would have been better than the Kraken. So suck it.
Maybe. Sockeyes, maybe not. Yeah.
That's the way I was thinking more the you know, the original Metropolitans. Which mm-hmm. shout out to the dudes wearing the Metropolitans jerseys in the crowd today.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I thought that would have been good. Sockeyes I thought was pretty good too. But like I said, originally I was not on board with the Kraken when it was brought out as a list. I thought it was cheesy. But after seeing the whole presentation, the colors, the logo, the jerseys, like, I'm on board.
They did
I think
it
right. it's good.
They
yeah.
did it right.
The colors are good. That's the only thing I will give them credit for.
It's way better than what Vegas has going on, other than Vegas. Vegas's logo is pretty fucking solid.
Ew.
Their colors? I am not a fan of gold.
Ew.
Anybody that knows me, I am not a fan of gold.
I thought you left gold.
No, I do not. So I think Vegas, their colors are just all fucking wrong. So, sorry.
I think
it matches the
Vegas
city.
Is exactly. I was gonna say I think Vegas's colors match the culture of what, like,
yeah,
that city is and like what that team is built.
I mean, so. I like Vegas. Don't make me hate Vegas.
I like what I can remember of Vegas.
The parts I remember.
That one time.
I like the thought of Vegas.
The one time, I like that, Jordan. I like the thought of Vegas.
Yeah,
it's always painful when you're there,
or after,
and like you go use the restroom and you're gone for fucking 40 minutes and we can't find you.
You know, but see, I was having a great fucking time. That was your guys's problem.
Somehow mysteriously made it out of the restroom without being seen and was sitting at a table playing.
That's the craziest part. Where's Jordan? He's over there playing. Sat down at like a blackjack table or something.
Sounds
you remember
right.
Jordan?
I remember James sitting down next to me and playing blackjack for a little bit.
Yeah.
No, then it was blackjack
winning.
Table.
I won.
I couldn't tell you whether I was up $20 or out $200.
You know what? I think I got tired of looking for you and I went up and went to bed.
You did. Yeah, you did.
That's what happened.
So just remember, like, James, as shitty as James is, he's still stuck with you.
I was like, James, you got this, right? Yeah, I got this. Cool. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, James, knowing James, he probably just went into fucking dad mode. He's like, I'm going to find my kid.
Hey, never leave a man behind.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Good shit.
We so go to shops.nhl.com and check out the Kraken stuff. They've got a poster you can buy with signatures of all the team, and it just says player name, player name, player name. And fake signatures. And that's then hilarious. You can buy a card. You can buy a plaque with their mint coin and all the players' cards. And they're all on the picture. It's all the same card.
All silhouettes.
Yeah. It's pretty
funny. They've actually done a pretty good job. There was a lot of Kraken gear in the crowd. If you noticed on the boats in the background, there were Kraken flags on the boats.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it before. I see Kraken stuff in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So they're same thing really? With Vegas. As soon as they released the Vegas gear at Disneyland, dude, there was so much Golden Knights shit. So many hats and shirts and whatnot floating around.
Well,
so.
Think about it too. Like, if you haven't gotten into hockey, right? And everybody's like, you know, so there's a lot of people that still are buy into that whole bandwagon theory of sports fans, and which I don't think hockey's as big as other sports, but nonetheless. People are nervous to get on the bandwagon of a team. So if you got a brand new team and you want to get into hockey, this is an easy way to do it. And then, like kids, I think Kraken or the expansion teams are big with kids because now they can have a team that they started watching when they were a kid. So, and it's
what?
Cool. And it's a cool logo.
That sucks. What's in?
It's cracking.
Yeah. Did you guys see that Taylor Hall is about to sign a deal?
Taylor Hall with?
Staying with Boston.
Okay.
4 years, $24 million.
Good move for him.
You're telling me that you wouldn't sign that right now?
Especially with how well he did with that team?
Yeah.
Yeah. He should sign that.
Yeah. Boston should make him sign that.
I mean, unless he's going to sign with the Kings, right, Jordan?
James?
Silence.
The blank face on James's face does not play well.
That is the
look
of like just utter disappointment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, are you guys really going to keep making this joke?
Yeah. Yeah, now fucking, he signed.
He's going to fucking, are they saying he actually signed or
he can't?
Oh, that's right.
The league's on a freeze.
He will.
But
so, and even if he does
until that freeze is lifted, gonna keep jabbing the bear.
Hey, you know what? The they can still make a trade for him.
It's true. Yeah. They can give up like Kaliev and Turcotte and maybe Byfield for him. That'd be fun.
He's trying not to smile.
It's just disappointing.
He's trying not to smile.
It's truly disappointing.
I wish I had the words in my vocabulary to describe the disgust on James's face right now.
Like, I have just the can't power to hang up on you guys. I have the power, but then there's no more show. So,
I mean, you can do the outro by yourself. 55 minutes.
Fuck it. Let's do it. All right. I'll sign everybody up. All right. Thanks for joining.
I think James wants to go, Jordan. Anybody got any final words?
No, I'm excited to see the draft. Always love draft time.
Friday. Hey, actually, before we go, because the draft is coming up, Dennis, could you explain how that works?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's right. It was a draft lottery. Dang it.
Yeah, it's a lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
They pretty much go in order.
Are we still all on board? Kings are trading their pick, right?
Apparently, they're open for business.
Yeah.
They are fucking trading that pick.
I think so.
They are trading it in one of three aspects. Either trading up, trading down, or trading for an asset.
I don't know that there's a reason to trade up.
There's no reason to trade up. They are trading for a player.
Yeah. They're
packaging something and getting a name, I think.
Taylor Hall.
After signing that deal with Boston.
The good old-fashioned sign and trade.
Motherfucker.
We got them all locked up for you, L.A. Here you go.
No, what's going to happen is he's going to trade to San Jose, and San Jose is going to immediately turn him over to us.
Fucking San Jose.
Package with Martin Jones.
Son of like, a bitch.
Full circle.
Full circle. And down to Ontario you go, buddy.
Martin Jones immediately going on waivers.
He's going to the Kraken.
As their water boy?
For 4 Gatorade bottles. They didn't get any Gatorade bottles in this.
High quality H2O.
We don't know that. The side deals haven't been announced, James. They could have a lot of Gatorade bottles.
That's true. All new.
Empty or
all
half
new.
Full.
All new, by the way.
Ooh, new Gatorade bottles. With Gatorade in them?
Seawater.
Is that a new flavor? It's got a slight greenish brown tinge to it.
Exactly.
Ew.
Looks a little gritty.
Krakenade.
No. Gritty's in Philadelphia.
All right, we're falling apart. We're done.
We are done.
Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod, and be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And go ahead and leave us a voicemail at 562-317-0087, and check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com. And they don't have a Kraken podcast yet. We're going to have to get one. We'll announce that when they get it. Better be called Kraken Beers, otherwise I'm going to be fucking disappointed.
We'll compete with them. I say we just start cracking beers.
Let's do it. I'm in. All right. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I am Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Might be our best one.
We'll see how that turns out when we line it all up.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to you, Dennis.
We'll check that in post. Oh, fuck you.